The Final Anagnorisis from the Book of Symbols. The silence of our sibling has become eternal. The norm remains as the source that will never cease to inform and to inspire. It is the final anagnorisis, the recognition of all neutralness, which brings everything to rest, and whose sole accompaniment is complete silence. Paragraph 5147 of the Book of Symbols. The term anagnorisis in the final anagnorisis stands for recognition of all neutrality. Symbolically, it is when all turbulence has ceased, when all impertinences are ignored, when all disputes have been settled, when all doubt has been removed, that pure perfection finally is or can be recognized, that is, anagnorized. Ultimately, there is no false or irrelevant anagnorisis, and its ancient symbolism, or knowledge, that every true anagnorisis ushers in stillness. It ushers in a stillness which supersedes all physical or emotional unrest and all uncertainty of belief. Not only are unneutrality, irrelevance, and falsehood absent when anagnorisis is brought about, neutrality, relevance, and truth are then not even spoken of anymore. It is this silence, the silence observed after the final anagnorisis has been read or sung, which is the most solemn way of marking the end of a person's corporeal existence, the end of both pleasure and pain, when all personal hopes have been extinguished and all personal fears stilled. Paragraph 6217 of the Book of Symbols. Since every speech community has the right to a sovereign denominational organization, also the speakers of this language may have their own anastomosis. If they do indeed found such an organization, its name shall be the anastomosis of this language, and it shall be one among the anastomoses of the speakers of all other languages. Alinea 6217 van het Boek der Symbolen. Aangezien iedere taalgemeenschap het recht heeft op een soevereine wereldbeschouwelijke organisatie, mogen ook de sprekers van deze taal hun eigen anastomose hebben. Indien zij een dergelijke organisatie inderdaad oprichten, zal de naam daarvan zijn de anastomose van de aanhangers van deze taal, en het zal er één zijn onder de anastomoses van de sprekers van alle andere talen.